The sky's the limit for some parents buying Christmas gifts for their children this year. Many of the most in-demand toys are over $100, some even higher than $500.
Jim Silver has seen this rapid evolution of just how far and how high parents will go for the perfect gift. He's editor and publisher of the magazine Toy Wishes. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
So when you walk into a toy store these days, what are some of the scenes that you will see?
Oh, you're seeing a lot of scenes over a lot of hot toys. It wouldn't be surprising to walk into a store and see a $275 animatronic pony and little girls falling all over the pony saying, "Mommy, Daddy, I want that pony."
What's an animatronic pony? That's like a Disney character, so it's going to talk to me?
No, it's a life-size pony that actually moves the tail, the head, you feed it. You feed its carrot. Isn't that what all ponies eat? And you have to take care of this pony, and the more you interact, the more it interacts with you. It's like having a real pony, except you don't have the droppings.
Okay, so that's one thing. What else might be for sale in that toy store?
Well, you have TMX Elmo, and you can't forget the video game systems. PS3, which is
PlayStation 3.
Impossible to find because Sony didn't ship that many into the States. And the other one is Nintendo's Wii system.
A few of these toys that you've mentioned seem to be for kids who are probably too young to really know the difference. So what is driving the demand to buy more and more expensive versions of the same stuff?
A lot has to do with moms. Kids love Elmo. Moms love Elmo. It's the most popular character in Sesame Street. Therefore, mom is generating much of the demand because they want an Elmo toy for their child. Therefore, they need to have TMX Elmo.
Was there a point in recent history where parents, in effect, gave themselves permission to start spending hundreds of dollars on kids' toys?
What happened was, over the last couple of years, as the internet and technology invaded people's homes, toy manufacturers, a few of them, started to make a couple of higher-priced toys, and they sold tremendously well. And over the last 2 years, the toy manufacturers realized that the consumer wants an experience, and they're willing to pay more for it. I think a lot has to do with them paying $200 for an iPod and being accustomed to spending more money, as long as they believe they're getting value for what they're spending.
If I let my kid play with a $10 doll or a $15 football or just an old box, am I a loser? Am I a failure as a parent?
No, it really depends on the child. But the one thing to remember is, in today's day and age, two-year-olds are on the internet. Eight-year-olds have iPods. And with so much technology around them, kids often get bored, aren't wowed by some of the traditional toys that would sell very well 10, 15 years ago.
Jim Silver is the editor and publisher of the magazine Toy Wishes. Thanks very much.
Good talking to you.